His hair was always white.
Always white.
And he always was decently dressed. Either a blue suit, never a blue suit, either a grey suit or a brown suit. And a hat. And impeccable as far as that side was concerned. And no show or any of that description. And when he was speaking, he had very few gestures. His head was inclined to be a little to the one side. And when he was walking through the street, he was like that, and he gave you the impression of a man in deep thought, thinking about things. That's the impression you always got. And when he was speaking, it was a sort of explanatory pose. His two hands stuck out, the palms facing each other, level with his sides, making the thing clear, explaining something, and always deadly serious, but excitable. I mean, he could cause excitement by the things he said. Blunt, couldn't be misunderstood. And yet there was something about it that gave the impression of great understanding behind it. It was rather a remarkable sort of thing. Everyone found in it was a whole lot of common sense and something worthwhile listening to. And I would say it was not his oratory he had. It was the feeling that it was a man that could be trusted, a man of integrity, a man who was very sincere. I'm sure that was the thing that carried him through. No one disputed him. Disputed that side of it. And every question was asked, he would go to great lengths to answer that question as fully and as clearly as he possibly could. He liked to do educational work. Even at a street corner, if he could. He was very fond of trying to get the thing across that he understood. He didn't want to be misunderstood.